KQED.
In light of the ongoing drought, state officials have asked everybody to cut their water use by 20%. One technique getting more attention these days is recycling so-called gray water. California passed one of the first laws to allow home gray water use. But as KPCC's environment correspondent Molly Peterson reports, obstacles have slowed widespread adoption.
At my little house, I can walk out my kitchen door a dozen steps to a stacked washer-dryer in a shed out back. My laundry water contains soap, maybe some bacteria, hair, and lint, but it's good enough to water outdoor plants. This is the most common type of gray water, and in most homes, mine included, it disappears down the drain. But over the last 15 years, a committed network of do-it-yourselfers has worked to spread the gospel of gray water. They've installed systems to capture used household water and funnel it outside for landscaping. Laura Allen co-founded a group called Gray Water Action. She says the biggest obstacle to their cause is a lack of awareness.
When your water comes from really far away, there's no need in people's mind to be aware, and there's no one's forcing you to be aware of what's going on with these water sources. It's harder, and it takes more education.
Allen holds gray water workshops. On a recent Saturday, she showed around 40 participants a gray water irrigation system at the Los Angeles Eco Village.
The mulch filters it, and then it soaks into the soil.
Now, do you take the mulch all the way around, or just around the
hose? No, just where you need.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one there. There's multiple ones. There's one there.
Okay.
A change in state law a few years back means that these people can install their own laundry water capture systems at home. The cost is low, a few $100 of plumbing parts, no inspections or permits. Part of Allen's lesson is pulling pieces of plumbing out of a bag and trying to identify them.
Oh, that's the greenback ball valve.
That's Josh Ferrari. He came here with his parents, Mike and Margie, from San Bernardino County. Margie Ferrari wants to use gray water on her pine trees.
I've always been a believer in reducing and reusing and reclaiming and regifting and every word. And so the idea that we could reuse water that's just right now going into our septic tank, you know, is very exciting.
The Ferraris want to recycle all their available gray water, but capture systems on showers and bathroom sinks require permits and inspections. Officials in her town told Margie nobody's ever applied before.
I'm going to take this to our local branch, and I'm going to say, people are doing this.
Part of the problem is the complexity of the state rules governing the process. Architect Lee Gerard installs gray water systems. He says the state worked with traditional plumbers to write the gray water rules, and their thinking is old-fashioned.
You know, gray water violates the essential plumber's creed, which is that there's supply and there's waste, and never the twain shall meet.
The Los Angeles Department of Building and Safety heard the lament. Osama Yunan oversees the department's gray water permitting. He says they've tried to streamline the process as much as possible.
Actually, what we've done, we created the standard plan. For example, you want to take your shower water and put it in your garden. So we have a standard plan, you just fill it out, and we do it right over the counter.
Still, Yunan said, requests for the permits are low. One Angelino who went through the process is Mount Washington resident Mark Valianados. He got permits and installed a system that captures all the gray water in his house.
And so that's the only maintenance. It's nasty, but it's like it's somewhat satisfying because you get proof that a lot of stuff is coming out of your house and going into the gray water system.
There were no roadblocks getting the permits, but there were a few speed bumps in the inspection process. Health departments worry do-it-yourselfers will potentially cross the streams, mixing drinking water with the dirty stuff. A health inspector made Valianados' contractor redo part of his installation.
He had to paint on the side of this weird little plastic tank on my hillside, you know, not potable water, do not drink, which seems sort of ridiculous because no one's going to be coming, you know, snooping around and... But it's that kind of thing that seems sort of weird.
L.A. County health officials say they've approved 30 or 40 complete gray water systems since around 2011. Still, Valianato says the hassle was worth it. His house sits atop a steep hill, and he likes to watch his gray water flow down to fruit trees below.
It's something you can look at, you can touch. Kind of connects you to your surroundings better than if everything is invisible in city pipes. So I like it for that reason, too.
Valianados is the kind of guy who's doing everything he can to understand his water supply. He wants state and local agencies to help other people do that too. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.